All right. When I was looking for a story this morning, this one caught my eye because the little girl's name is Verna, and that's my sister's name. And you think it's hard enough to find anything with Francis in it, Verna's even harder. So it's like, there's the story. So Verna, she was just about 9 years old, and her mom had gotten really, really sick. And Dad was having to go off to work someplace else, so he wasn't home during the week. And the doctor had come over and told her mom that, I really need you to get this medicine, and he wrote her a prescription. Well, Mom was too sick to go, and so she knew she would have to send Verna on her own to down to the pharmacy to go get that prescription filled. And so she was getting things together for her, and she held up a $5 bill, which back when this story happened was a lot. Little kids usually did not have access to a $5 bill. And she, Mom said, this is the smallest thing I have. I need you to be very, very careful with this and take it down so we can get the medicine from the pharmacy. Can you do it? Verna's like, yes, I can do it by myself, Mom. So Mom put it, she had a little coin purse kind of thing. She put the money in there, and Verna had a dress with pockets. So she stuck it in her pocket. And then she left to go walk down to the pharmacy, and she got there, and she gave the prescription to the pharmacist, and he took it back, and he did all of his things. This was back when the pharmacist actually put things together back there for you to send home. And so he got it all ready, and he came out with a little packet, and he said, that'll be 65 cents. And she reached in her pocket, and the little coin purse wasn't there. And she was so embarrassed, and she was starting to get a little scared because she couldn't find it. And so she said, I'll be back. I'll be right back. And so she left, and she walked back the same way that she had come. And she got all the way back home, and she'd started to cry like her little heart was just going to break. And she had not found the little purse anywhere. So she went into Mom, and Mom saw her sobbing and crying like she was. What's the matter? What's the matter, Verna? And she told Mom what had happened, that she had lost the $5. And she had been praying herself on her way as she was walking. She was praying for Jesus to help her find it, but nothing. And so Mom said, well, let's pray again. And Mom started crying too, because of course she was sick. She wasn't feeling good. And $5 was an awful lot of money. And Dad already, you know, he was working, and then all these medical bills she was now having. And so they got together, and they huddled together and hugged each other, and they prayed. And she said, okay, Verna, I want you to go look again. But Mom, I really think you need to go back again. So Verna left the house, and she started walking back towards the pharmacy. And the shortcut, the fastest way to get there, was to cut across the school playground. And so that's the way she was going again. And the wind was blowing really hard, so she had her head down, and she was just looking and looking and looking. So then somebody walked by. She didn't see the person's face, but as the person walked by, she saw their feet, and that drew her eyes to a little spot, and there was that little purse. So she was able, she ran as fast as she could to the pharmacist, and she paid for the medicine and brought it back to Mom and told Mom what had happened. And of course, Mom, really, that answer to prayer probably did more for her to help her start to feel better than the medicine did. But so she got her medicine, and they were so happy that that had happened. And I'd like to think that it might have been an angel that God had sent to walk through there to draw her eyes to that spot so that she found it. And so God answered their prayer. And always, he doesn't always answer it right then, but he does it to strengthen our faith.